Derek, can you just take us through that moment at first, what's going through your mind with the crowd, 2.5 minutes, and also your teammates coming up?
Yeah, you know, it's I really didn't know what to expect after the rain delay. I didn't know how many people would be out there, but the fans were incredible. You know, it says a lot about how they feel about their team and, more importantly, how they feel about the history of the team. And, you know, I appreciated each and every one that was there. I didn't expect that many people to be out there after the rain delay, and considering how hard it was raining when we started the game. And then after getting the hit, I mean, they were tremendous. It's almost the exact same one as the one that tied the record. And my teammates coming out, I didn't know that they were going to do that, so that sort of caught me off guard. But, you know, once again, I appreciated that.
It looked like you gave a wave to your family and friends in the suite, and we saw your mom wipe away some tears. Was it emotional?
Yeah, I'm sure it was. She almost didn't make it. She was down in Tampa earlier today, and a lot of the flights got delayed, so we didn't know if she was going to make it up here. But, yeah, it is emotional. I'm sure it is for them. I don't have any kids, so I can't tell you how it feels to see your kids accomplish something. But, you know, our entire family has been close, and, you know, I'm happy that they had an opportunity to be here.
I just wanted to ask you about part of the statement Mr. Steinbrenner issued after you broke the record. It said, "For those who say today's game can't produce legendary players, I have two words, Derek Jeter." Just wondering your reaction to that from Mr. Steinbrenner.
I really appreciate it. I had an opportunity to talk to him after the game. Well, not after the game. During the game. So, yeah, it was great to hear from him. It's, you know, I think our relationship has been well documented throughout the years. We've been pretty close since I came up. And, you know, you miss seeing him around here as much as we used to, but it's great to hear his voice, and he had a lot of great things to say.
Sweeney.
Derek, he called you during the delay. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you've had several days to think about this over the course of this last week. Has it sunk in at all to you that you're a kid who grew up rooting for the Yankees and wanting to play for the Yankees, and now you have more hits than any other Yankee?
Yeah, it's still hard to believe for me. You know, it really hit home when we got back here after our last road trip, because, you know, before we left the last homestand, I really didn't hear much about it. And then when we got back, the way the fans have treated me around the city, you know, at the field, you know, every person that I've come in contact with, I was at Jorge's Foundation event last night, and, you know, heard a lot of great things from the fans. So, you know, being a Yankee fan, this is something that, you know, I never imagined, I never dreamt of this. The dream is always to play for the team, and once you get here, you just want to stay and try to be consistent. So this really wasn't a part of it, but the whole experience has been overwhelming.
Ian. Derek, when you made your speech last year and the last night at Yankee Stadium, you asked the fans to carry the tradition across the street and create new memories here. Do you think the atmosphere they created around what you did this week was, in effect, what you were asking for or looking for?
It's probably more than what I was asking for. You know, our fans, I think when we first came here at the beginning of the season, I think the fans, just like some of the players from opposing teams and us as well, I think you're here to see the stadium. And I think, you know, as the years has moved on, I think the fans have come to watch the team. And, you know, I'm happy that I was a part, you know, I'm happy to be a part of something historical here at the stadium. But, you know, you ask the fans to come because they make the atmosphere. They make it fun for us. They're the one that passes the history and the tradition on from generation to generation. So this is, you know, more than I could have imagined.
Mark.
Derek, two things. After what you went through earlier in the homestand and the three games with no hits, and you said everybody kept talking to you about it, how happy were you to get this done the first night you had a chance to get it done?
Yeah, you know, people are saying we're happy to get it over with, but I don't want to say get it over with because I don't think it's something that you just pass along. You know what I mean? I'm happy I was able to do it quickly, but I think get it over with is kind of the wrong way to put it. Move beyond it, maybe, is a better way to put it. But, yeah, because I'm sure if I didn't get any hits today, then I would have heard that I was pressing and you know, that would have all started again. So I'm very happy that I was able to do it today.
Maybe just more relieved that the focus is now not only on you, so to speak.
Yeah, now it's we can get back to playing games and trying to win games.
You said before you didn't know your teammates were going to do that. When you're standing on first base and you know the crowd is going to go crazy, when you see them all coming out of the dugout coming towards you, what's going through your head?
First, I was surprised. I think I didn't see them initially when they were coming out because I was waving to the people. But then, you know, I didn't know what to do, I guess is the best way to put it. But, you know, for them to come out there, you know, it's a special moment for me. It's a special moment for the organization. To get an opportunity to share it with my teammates is it was a lot of fun.
Pete.
Derek, you've accomplished so much team-wise since you've been here. Do you consider this the best thing you've done individually?
I'd have to say it's right up there. I can't think of anything else that stands out more so. And I say that because of the person that I was able to pass. You know, Lou Gehrig, you know, being a former captain, what he stood for. Yeah, you mentioned his name. To any baseball fan around the country, it means a lot. And so I think passing him makes it stand out that much more.
Tyler.
There are two things. One, just do you have any plans for what you're going to do with the baseball? And two, just years from now, what do you think you'll remember most about this night?
The ball, I'm sure I put it somewhere. I don't exactly know where I'll put it. So I can't really answer that question. Years, what was the second part?
Years from now, what do you think is going to stand out about this night?
The fans. That's first and foremost. I said it, it wasn't ideal conditions tonight. And for the fans to stick around, it really means a lot. You know, they've been here since day one. They've always been very supportive. And, I felt like, they're just as much a part of this as I am.
King, sorry.
If the Yankees don't come back to win, does that take a little bit of the shine off this for you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
If the team doesn't come back to win later on, does it take a little bit of the shine off it that it happened in a loss?
Well, yeah, but it's a good thing I'm doing these interviews before we find out. So I can still smile right now, right?
I think we have some of the back, Esau.
Having been here for that emotional run in 2001 with the World Series, any added significance on being able to do this on 9/11?
Yeah, this is it's a special day. It was a special day for us in 2001 because we had an opportunity to provide some sort of entertainment and at least give people for 3 hours or so something to cheer for back then when there really wasn't a lot to smile about. And, today there's a lot of memories. This is something, a day that everyone will continue to remember forever in our country. And once again, I'm sure people's thoughts were elsewhere, but at least for a little while they had a chance to cheer today.